Eastern ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Boston down 3-1. The Vertical reporting Duke's Frank Jackson, a highly regarded point guard in the upcoming NBA draft, had foot surgery. He is expected to be fully recovered sometime in July. Jackson currently 28th on the latest big board of ESPN's Chad Ford. Baseball, Arizona tagged Jose Quintana 8 runs, 8 hits in 4 1/3. Diamondbacks defeated the White Sox 8-6. Ryan Goins hit his first career grand slam. Jose Bautista, Kevin Pillar, Devin Travis also went deep for the Blue Jays. They beat the Brewers 8-4. A's 4, Marlins 1. A run, 3 hits, 11 strikeouts in 7 innings of work for Sonny Gray.
Kyrie Irving saved Game 4 for Cleveland. How important was this game for the Cavs moving forward? We'll ask PJ Carlissimo when he joins the show Thursday morning. It's Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With the AutoZone Rewards Program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. Just spend $20 five times and you'll earn a $20 reward towards the next job. Getting rewarded couldn't be easier. Washing your car? Money. Gotta change the oil? Cha-ching! Detailing the inside of your ride? Feels like someone found 20 bucks between the seats. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Logano says, bring on the sticky strip for the Coca-Cola 600.
Go for it. What do we got to lose? I don't know. I mean, you might as well try it, right?
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Big smoke. That engine's blown up. Bet he wasn't expecting that would happen to him just a few laps before the checker. Just like with a septic tank, you'd never expect it will happen to you. But actually, 1 in 10 houses could get hit by a septic disaster and a bill of up to $13,000. Same as race cars, your septic tank should have regular maintenance. Riddex Triple Action Formula dissolves paper, digests grease, and breaks down protein, helping you avoid mayhem for only $7 a month. Make it to the finish line with Riddex, the number one brand used by septic professionals in their own tank, along with occasional pumping.
Charlotte Motor Speedway plans to use a similar resin to the substance track officials put on the bottom groove at Bristol earlier this year to improve traction and make for multi-lane racing. On NASCAR Live, Joey Logano says it's a worthy experiment at a temperature-sensitive track like Charlotte.
Charlotte in the heat of the day is a completely different racetrack than Charlotte at night. Charlotte Knight has got grip, and you go straight to the bottom, and everyone runs at the bottom, and it becomes very, very hard to pass. That's the all-star race. That's the problem we've had in the past. I don't think we're going to have that in the Coca-Cola 600. That's not going to be an issue there.
Coca-Cola 600 qualifying is tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the next 5 inductees to the NASCAR Hall of Fame will be announced tonight. Check MRN.com for the full list. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM's 3 frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Colonels tickets on the way for you sometime here in hour number 3. Colonels going to be taking on the Burlington Bees at Veterans Memorial Stadium next month. We'll have your chance to win those tickets, including during the 6 o'clock showdown tonight, 7 questions in 60 seconds, and if you can do better than your opponent, you're going to be a winner with us as well. Iowa waiting in the wings in Bloomington, Indiana to take on Maryland as the Big Ten baseball tournament gets underway today. Right now, number 1 seed Nebraska and Purdue currently underway. Joining us on the program, as promised, though, to talk all things Chicago sports with us, Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago on with us now. Chris, welcome back to the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa. And let's go ahead and start with a little baseball talk, because I think both the Cubs and the White Sox are worth talking about right now for different reasons. But John Lester pitches an absolute gem last night at Wrigley Field for the Cubs against the Giants. Is this Cubs team, in your opinion, starting to turn the corner, showing some signs of life?
Yeah, gentlemen, good to be with you. Absolutely, I would say that. You look at the way the bats are going. You're seeing some of the players kind of starting to find their form after a slow start. The pitching can be kind of hit or miss depending on who's on the mound, but John Lester's been outstanding from start to finish so far this season of where we are now. John Lackey's had his issues. Jake Arrieta's had some issues. Henderson's looked like himself. Then there's the fifth starter problem. So you're kind of going through, one every 5 days and seeing what you get. But when John Lester's on the mound, you got to feel pretty good. Right now, the Cubs are hoping that Lackey can find his form, that Arrieta can find his form, and that they figure out this fifth starter conundrum right now. But at the moment, the bats look fine, and I think the defense will round to form after a while.
Have we seen the last of Ian Happ in the state of Iowa? He's making it very difficult for them to send him back to AAA.
Yeah, I think he's here in Chicago for good, barring a rehab assignment or something like that. He might pop in for a visit in Des Moines, but Ian Happ's a big league player, and he sure has looked the part so far. The Cubs often resist bringing a player up without the number of reps that they look for, and obviously depending on the specific case. And when it comes to Ian Happ, they didn't want to bring him up, but they were in a spot where there were service time issues and different options that weren't available, so they brought him up for what was supposed to be a temporary fix. And his OPS was about, I think, 1,600 or something when they were supposed to make the decision to send it down, and they sent Tommy La Stella to Iowa instead. So Ian Happ forced the Cubs' hand, and despite all the wishes of development and different things they look for at the minor league level, Ian Happ defeated the OS team in that one.
Joe Maddon has made the decision a couple of days ago to finally take Kyle Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. Are we going to see kind of a revolving door in the top spot in the lineup from here on out in this 2017 season?
Yes and no. You won't have that 162-game kind of Dexter Fowler type. Ben Zobrist will play a lot. He'll primarily be that leadoff guy moving forward. Maybe you see them plug in Ian Happ after a while, but tonight it's Javier Baez with Zobrist out of the lineup getting a day off. They kind of just don't have that true leadoff man. So in Madden's mind, he's looking for the on-base percentage guy, somebody who's going to give a good at-bat and kind of be that springboard to the big bats of the lineup. Ideally, that'd be Schwarber, but he's had a slow start to this season. Personally, I think he's fine in terms of mechanics and everything else at the plate. I think he just needed a little bit of a mental break, given that this is his first April and May in the big leagues. So I think it's a good move to drop him down a little bit, get him some, get him a little bit of rest, and now this will be his second, or he's got a day off tonight. So I think they're handling the Schwarber situation well and kind of letting him get settled in. I think putting him in the leadoff spot, while I think that works from a baseball standpoint, probably wasn't the best thing for him. It was essentially his first full season in the big league. So I'm going to be interested to see how Maddon does manage that moving forward, but I do like Zobrist as that option.
Moving to the south side of Chicago, the Chicago White Sox made a huge splash on the international free agent market, signing Luis Robert, the Cuban defector who a lot of people think is will be one of the top prospects in baseball once he gets going with his minor league career. How big is this for the White Sox rebuilding process?
Oh, it's huge, because you land a guy who's essentially a top three pick in any draft through free agency. So, I mean, all they had to do is spend their own money on him, and they were obviously properly positioned when it comes to international spending and that possibility to make the move for Luis. They got a player who's got just huge upside, somebody who can really make a big impact, and really viewed as a five-tool player. He's got a lot of grooming to go in this level of baseball, and there's, of course, a huge transition from Cuban to American baseball. The White Sox appear to be setting him up for rookie ball and then getting it through most likely the high A level this year. But it's a huge addition for him for the White Sox, in that they were able to get a player without using anything more than international signing money. They won the bidding war over the Cardinals. Another good Cuban prospect coming in, thrown into the mix of Jose Abreu, now who's, of course, close to 30, and then Yoan Moncada, who's going to be coming up here probably in the next few weeks. They have quite a good Cuban pipeline, some good relationships that paid off in this case.
You bring up Yoan Moncada, and you may have hinted at it just a second ago, but he has been a man amongst boys in Charlotte this season. Will we be seeing him in the next couple of weeks?
We thought it could be coming at some point this month, and then the DL stint occurred. So apparently he's supposed to be coming back in the next couple of days. It won't be more than just the 10-day stint that he was given. Ideally, Moncada comes back and continues to make the impact that he was showing for, you know, his first couple months of the season, first month and a half. He looks every bit the piece of what the White Sox had hoped to get. How that translates to the major leagues remains to be seen, but, you know, Yoan Moncada looks like he's going to be the real deal, and I'd imagine we'll see him up at the big league level at some point in June.
How do you, Chris Emma from 670, The Score in Chicago, joining us, how do you explain what we're seeing out of Avisail Garcia this year?
I give the guy a lot of credit because, you know, the first aspect of it was just slimming down a little bit, and he lost 20 pounds. He dropped, he started switching to fish instead of steak, as he said, and trying to make healthier choices with his diet and with his lifestyle. But that's just the start of it. I mean, you know, anybody can do that. It doesn't mean you're going to hit the snot out of the ball enough. But the biggest adjustment for him with his swing was the White Sox coming to him and saying, listen, you're a big, strong guy. You've got this, all the tools in the world. You don't have to swing as hard as you possibly can. So Garcia's learned how to control his bat, slow down the swing a little bit, be more cautious in approaching contact. And then when you get to two strikes and your bat's up against the wall, you choke up a little bit and just fight the ball away. Oddly enough, that's led to better power numbers for him. So Garcia's found that smooth approach where he's able to learn to take good at-bats, learn how to handle the plate approach the right way. He's looked so much more comfortable at the plate, and it's led to bigger, better numbers.
The White Sox are in an interesting place because I think they've gotten off to a little bit better start than they would have imagined. They're clearly in rebuild mode. They have a couple of pieces that they will probably look to move at the trade deadline. My question for you is, have the Jose Quintana to the Cubs rumors started yet?
Depends on what side of town you're on, who you're rooting for in this case. The White Sox have been, White Sox fans have been talking all about it, saying, but they got different names in mind than the Cubs fans do when they talk Jose Quintana. And that goes for the executives in charge as well. I mean, the Cubs had a conversation with the White Sox for Chris Sale this past offseason, and Theo Epstein said that lasted about 30 seconds because of the names involved. And, that name is Kyle Schwarber. The Cubs are absolutely in love with the future of Kyle Schwarber. They have so much faith in him. I don't know if there's any what the price would be to get rid of a guy like that. They don't at all view him as a trade asset, and that's somebody the White Sox want. You know, the White Sox are going to be able to dictate this bidding war against teams, not only the Cubs, but they're going to look to the Pirates and the Cardinals and, the Yankees. Of course, the Yankees should be big into this. The Astros have this great opportunity this year and little pitching to go with it. So the White Sox are going to be able to really drive up this price. The Cubs will drop out quickly. I mean, the Cubs aren't going to get suckered into any bet when it comes to, their future and some of the prospects they have. So the Cubs will drop out of that mix very quickly when Rick Hahn starts driving up that price.
How would you grade Rick Renteria so far in his first year as White Sox manager, given what he's been handed to work with?
Yeah, I obviously start by saying my grade is not really at all resolved in wins and losses. I'd probably give him, honestly, I think I'd give him an A because I think he's done a great job of providing the atmosphere that they need. You know, he's one of those guys who's really going to hold players accountable. When Rick Renteria is involved, he's a very friendly, warm guy, but he's also somebody who's going to kick the butt a little bit. And the White Sox, he's really held them to a higher standard. He set something in place now where, once these prospects like Moncada start coming in, they know the expectation is there. I give Rick Renteria a lot of credit for kind of laying down the law and, setting up this level of accountability for a team that, quite honestly, has not had that standard in place the last few years. So, ultimately, Rick Renteria is going to be judged with the wins and losses. So is Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, these guys. But right now, you have to look, if you're looking at the big league level alone, at what kind of culture is in place. And I think it's very promising for some of these young prospects.
Moving to the NFL, the Chicago Bears have begun OTAs, and Mike Glennon was quoted today as saying that it's his year despite the Bears drafting Mitch Trubisky. My question for you, Chris, is how uncomfortable is this year going to be for Mike Glennon with the number 2 overall pick looking right over his shoulder?
Oh, it's extremely uncomfortable. I mean, you could sense it just standing a few feet away from him yesterday, the way that, you know, the way that he was speaking and the tone that he knows with the reality of this, because he's been through this before in Tampa. Of course, it's apples to oranges, but the common denominator is a young quarterback taken highly in the draft, number two for the Bears, like number one, Jameis Winston. He's going to be breathing down his neck. And, you know, the Bears have told Mike Glennon, 2017 is your season. Ideally, Trubisky gets this entire year to develop. But at the same time, it's a young quarterback who's there pressing against him possibly later on this season if Glennon struggles or Trubisky looks like he's ready. And then let's just say Glennon has a great year, but Trubisky looks like he's developed as well. What do you do in 2018? I mean, you know, Glennon only talked about this year. He said he's not worried about the future, but of course he's worried about the future. You know, he just bought a house a few weeks ago, and suddenly, you know, that was, I think, a week before the draft, he said he was going to buy a house. I hope he didn't buy, because, you know, it could be a one-and-done thing for Mike Glennon here in Chicago. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, you know, from a personal standpoint. Of course, he's going to be getting his money, and, you know, fans just like to say you get your $18.5 million, big deal, stop crying. But, you know, this is a professional situation for him where he's got a great opportunity to be an NFL starter, and that could be gone in just a year. I mean, it doesn't matter how well he performs, he's going to be put in a really tough situation. So, you know, you do feel for Mike Glennon. He's going to get his money, of course, but you could sense the discomfort from him starting yesterday.
2017, we talked about Mitch Trubisky as a guy who only started 13 career games at North Carolina. In your opinion, in 2017, does Mitch Trubisky need a redshirt year in order to succeed in the NFL?
Yeah, I'd make it a full redshirt. I think that's why somebody like Mark Sanchez is there, because, you know, for all the jokes of him and the butt fumble and et cetera, he's still a competent backup quarterback with starting experience who's going to be able to help if that break glass in case of emergency situation comes about. So I think they're going to do everything they can to resist Mitchell Trubisky playing. But, you know, we talked in a different kind of capacity about the Ian Happ situation. Sometimes these young guys don't need the reps to be at that level. They just kind of force the team's hand. Maybe Trubisky plays looks well enough in practice where they want to get him some reps and they really come away impressed. You know, there's so many different scenarios on the table, and that's why it's one of the most fascinating quarterback rooms in the NFL right now. When you look at the three names involved, that's not even counting Connor Song, who's a young guy with some upside as well. So it's going to be really fascinating to follow.
Chris Emma with us from 670 The Score in Chicago. Has that draft pick aged any better among the fan base in Chicago than the immediate reactions to it?
Yeah, man, this city is incredible. I mean, you know, you sit here waiting forever for that franchise quarterback, and they go out and get it, and everybody's looking about the circumstances by which it was acquired, and just enjoy it. You know, it's a kid with a lot of upside. He's got to be a big heart, it seems, and he seems like he's somebody really is excited about the situation. Bears fans have been more grumbly than excited about it, and I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, it's just, it's an interesting situation in that, you know, the Glennon aspect involved and, you know, the move up to get Trubisky, but this kid has tremendous upside, and he could be somebody that really leads the Bears to big things if everything goes in their way. So the reaction was bizarre. I think a lot of it was just the shock value because, A, Trubisky wasn't even a name that was linked to the Bears. B, they did make the surprising move up to get him. You know, you go C, D, E, F, all the way down the line of weird things involved with it. But ultimately, the Bears and, you know, their fan base had no choice but to trust what Ryan Pace wants. Ryan Pace really desperately wanted Mitchell Trubisky, in fact, so badly that he couldn't have the alternative of Deshaun Watson or somebody else like that. He could have waited back for Deshaun Kizer in the second round, but he wanted Trubisky that badly because he feels that confident. But ultimately, we'll find out if he's right or wrong.
I think one of the biggest questions that a lot of Bears fans are wondering at this point in OTAs is Kevin White healthy?
You know, it's just an unnecessary storyline yesterday, to be totally honest with you guys. I mean, he was out there walking around the field. I didn't really think twice about it when I was standing on the sidelines at practice because, you know, you're kind of going through the motions. It's an OTA and you're just jogging around. It's not real football activities. I don't know exactly what the reason he was held out for, because according to Mike Glennon, he was out there making impressive catches Monday, and then Tuesday, you know, he wasn't in a walking boot, anything like that. I didn't sense any limp from him at all. He looked perfectly fine, and then John Fox just refuses to say why White wasn't out there. My guess, and like I said, it's a guess, the Bears haven't really let out any information involving it, but I'm assuming it's just because the traction on the field is very slippery. It's a field that has led to injuries before of the lower body nature. So my guess is they were just being cautious, but I just at the same time don't know why John Fox couldn't come out and say, yeah, we're just trying to be cautious. Well, let's say Kevin White had some kind of ankle tweak on Monday, and again, that's just a total guess. Why wouldn't John Fox just say, yes, you know, we're just being cautious of them? It's May. But Fox likes to play his fickle games, and he doesn't like to spill out much information. So poor Kevin White's been put under the microscope, and I think it's kind of unfair to him.
Chris, we'll leave you talking a little basketball. Any rumblings as to what the Bulls will do in the draft?
Oh, man, it's hard to say what the Bulls will ever do, to be totally honest. I don't know. I mean, they got so many different needs and so many different places they have to improve. A lot of their offseason right now starts with the Dwayne Wade decision, and I highly doubt he's leaving Chicago. They're not going to have much of any cap room to spend. This team is going to come back mostly the same. And then, of course, they're in the middle of what I think, 14, whatever the pick is. I can't remember what number it is off the top of my head, but they're in the middle of the first round. You're not going to get anything great unless you really strike gold. So it's hard to say what Gar Forman or John Paxson are looking for in any capacity of life. And I really just don't see this team coming back any different.
Well, there have been a little bit of rumblings, and there were rumblings last year, and especially this year with the Boston Celtics owning the number one pick about possibly trading for Jimmy Butler. Has Gar Forman and John Paxson given some thought into that as far as do they want Jimmy Butler around for the long term? Because it seems like we're talking about this every offseason.
You know, that'd be the logical move to make a dramatic change. That's probably the only way they could really make a dramatic change with a roster that, you know, we saw what it was. It was an 8 seed. I mean, that's ultimately what the Bulls are right now. Trading Jimmy Butler is the only way to, you know, continue that overhaul started with the Derrick Rose trade. I just don't know if the Celtics are going to give up the number one pick for Jimmy Butler. So the Bulls had that opportunity in the past, and for whatever reason, it didn't come together with what was at the time just the Nets pick. Now it's the Celtics' number one overall pick. Boston would seem to have all the leverage in that situation. At the same time, if you're the Celtics, you saw that need for, you know, if you're dreaming of being in the Eastern Conference Finals for years to come, they got nobody to defend LeBron. And if the Celtics had Jimmy Butler, I think they're winning this series right now. So they have to go. The Celtics have to go into this offseason with a harsh look at what went wrong and how they can fix it. Definitely starts with Jimmy Butler.
Chris, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us.
Always fun. Anytime, guys.
Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago. Find him on Twitter. And does a great job of covering all things Chicago. Cubs, White Sox, Bulls, Bears, covered everything there. No Blackhawks questions.
No fire. Though. No Chicago fire.
We didn't ask any questions.
I'm disappointed,
about,
Todd, because that's your team.
Well, I had a feeling that maybe he's had his fill of Bastian Schweinsteiger questions over the last month or so. And I just best to let sleeping dogs lie at some point. 624, we'll bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. But right now, if you would like to win some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels, caller number 6-319-366-1600. I don't know why I've sat on these tickets for so long today, but we've got some tickets for you. 366-1600. Kyle will fill you in on the details. These are for a game next month at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing, and you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Welcome back. Kyle still taking down our information for our winner of the Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets tonight. But if you didn't win, we've got an opportunity for you coming up in the next few minutes to win more Colonels tickets because the 6 o'clock showdown is looming on the horizon. 7 questions in 60 seconds, and if you can do better than whoever you're pitted against, you're going to be off to see the Colonels in action at Veterans Memorial Stadium, the first place Cedar Rapids Colonels, at least they were, coming into play today. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Big Ten baseball tournament is underway. Day one of play at Bart Kauffman Field in Bloomington, Indiana. Number one seed Nebraska currently taking on Purdue. The Huskers on top 6-5 earlier today. It was the 3-seed Minnesota, a 5-4 winner over the host Hoosiers. And number 7 Northwestern pulled off a 6-4 upset of number 2-seed Michigan. It's a double elimination tournament. The Hawkeyes are waiting to play Maryland tonight after the Nebraska-Purdue game. 7:30 Central Time was originally thought to be the start time. That game now will start a little bit later. Iowa going up against the newly minted Big Ten Pitcher of the Year in Brian Schaefer. He sports the 9th lowest ERA in the nation at 1.67. His 98 strikeouts are second in the conference, and he's holding opponents to just a 2.06 average. The schedule for this year's Gavitt tip-off games was released by the Big Ten today. Iowa will not be part of the field this year. That after drawing games against Marquette and Seton Hall during the first 2 years of the arrangement. Minnesota and Providence tip things off Monday, November 13th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels fell to the Clinton Lumber Kings 3-2 at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. Lumber Kings pushing across the winning run in the top of the 9th inning. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders have lost assistant Cody Campbell. He's going to be the new head coach and director of scouting for the Odessa Jackalopes. I believe they're in the North American Hockey League. The NAHL Riders open their main training camp June 1st.
I can't imagine that hockey is too big of a draw in Odessa, Texas. That's just a hunch.
They said the same thing about Nashville, Tennessee. And
yeah, but Nashville, Tennessee is a bustling metropolis. Odessa, Texas.
I don't know if I would describe Nashville as a bustling metropolis. There are some pretty sleepy parts to Nashville. What are you comparing it to, St. Louis?
I think that Nashville is one of those places that's a tourist attraction.
I love Nashville.
People love going there.
I love Nashville, but it kind of, I wouldn't say it's a major city, but what they said was hockey would never work there. And Nashville's proven in NFL and NHL play to be a major league market. Now, Odessa, Texas, you're probably facing a little bit tougher sell there with ice hockey.
How do they keep the hockey or the ice cold? Because I know that that's been an issue even in the Midwest during the summer. How the building is probably ripped by sandstorms.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time.
I haven't either.
In West Texas.
But from what I've seen.
The Jackalopes. I'm looking up to see whether or not I can. That's kind of an interesting looking logo. For those people who don't know, a jackalope is a mythical creature. Part jackrabbit and part antelope. And it's an angry looking rabbit with a rack of antlers on its head. And a taped-up hockey stick.
What's the AA team in that part of the country? Midland?
Midland Rockhounds.
I believe that's in Midland, Texas, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the bordering town to Odessa.
Midland is a AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, AA?
Yep.
So that's at least
they're in the Texas League.
A legitimate city. A small city. It's a small city.
I don't know whether they're legitimate or not. I've never seen Midland's birth certificate. I'll leave it at that. 319-366-1600. 6:30 on the dot, and we'll step aside when we come back. Perhaps the 6 o'clock showdown will be on the way. You're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant! So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
It goes to show you that you can juxtapose things in a way that would seem completely insignificant, and yet it makes all the difference in the world in hearing him say it.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
It's 6:34 on a Wednesday. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing until 7 o'clock tonight. Poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com. Do you agree with the NFL's rule changes? They are relaxing some restrictions, including celebrations. We discussed this on yesterday's program. The poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Jordan in North Liberty was the winner of our Cedar Rapids Colonel's tickets, and we'll find out shortly who takes home today's $100 a day in the month of May. It is May 24th. Time is running out, I believe, four more times because we will not be doing anything on Monday due to Memorial Day. So we're down to $400. A big thank you going out to Toyota of Iowa City, our sponsor for this, and Calvin in Lisbon. Thank you very much for listening to KGYM and this show in particular, and enjoy your new $100. The check will be in the mail, literally and figuratively. It may take a couple days, but gives you a reason to check the mailbox other than Publishers Clearinghouse. 866-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Plan on putting it to good use here over the final 25 minutes of the program tonight. 6 o'clock showdown is on the way just as soon as Kyle can free up the telephone line as he continues to take down Calvin's information. Kyle introduced to the listeners in hour number two as the new full-time producer of the program, and he will be on board with us as of June 5th. We mentioned NHL Game 7 to look forward to tomorrow night. Ottawa pushing things to a seventh and deciding game with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins a huge favorite in Las Vegas to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. And on top of that, we've got Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals on tap tomorrow, too, featuring the Celtics and the Cavaliers after Kyrie Irving's big night last night pushed Cleveland in front 3-1.
Now, Todd, I hope you didn't completely check out on the NHL playoffs. You know why? Because we're going to have Puck Daddy, Greg Wyshynski, on the show tomorrow.
He's not too busy in East Tennessee with radio appearance?
No,
okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure he still had time for us.
He does.
Okay.
And he, we still have his contact information. I haven't readily given it away any more than I've been asked.
I've not checked out on the NHL playoffs, and I feel like a bad Blackhawks fan because I actually am happy and rooting for Nashville's fans because this is the first time that they've gotten this far, and you can almost taste it, and sometimes that's the most difficult. And we'll see who they wind up playing, but Bridgestone Arena is a difficult place to play hockey during the regular season. It's really tough to play during the postseason. The Blackhawks found that out. And as I said yesterday, I feel a little bit better about that first round sweep, having seen how Nashville's played during the postseason.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Nashville Predators as well. And I thought it was kind of a weak argument, or it is kind of a weak argument when the team that you lose to in the playoffs eventually wins and you say, oh, well, at least they won. That gives us some kind of, I don't know what it is, but some kind of validation as to why your team lost in the playoffs. But that's really the only thing that's keeping me even somewhat attuned to what's happening in the NHL. I'm tuning in every once in a while, and I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think every night is as good as any playoffs in North American sports. But the matchups, when you have for the NHL, I think they're lucky. If they get Nashville against Ottawa, then things will not exactly be where they want them to be. If they can get Nashville against Pittsburgh, I think they would be much happier.
All right. Let's do it.
I think that it is time to play the 6 o'clock showdown.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
And we will meet you, callers number 1 and 2, to 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. In the meantime, quick update from Bart Kauffman Field in Bloomington, Indiana. Top-seeded Nebraska with a 6-5 lead at the moment against Purdue. I say at the moment because in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Huskers have once again loaded the bases against Purdue pitching, and they've got a 3-0 count. So Nebraska, at least having to fend for its life here against Purdue in the early going, but the Huskers were the regular season champion, and they're the number one seed for a reason. And if they do beat Purdue and Iowa beats Maryland, then these two teams are going to wind up meeting tomorrow in the second round of the tournament. All right, we've got our contestants locked and loaded. We head to Central City. We've got Bob. He's going to be answering Alex's questions, which he's handed to me. And Ryan in Cedar Rapids is going to be Alex's contestant this evening. Gentlemen, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we both, are you guys familiar with how the showdown works?
I'm a little new at it.
Okay, 7 questions, 60 seconds, and if you don't know the answer, this is probably the most important one. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass, and then we'll move on so that we can get everybody in, and it looks like Bob in Central City dropped off. So, Alex is saying, it's
not
me.
Me.
It's not me.
Hopefully Bob in Central City will call back and we'll get him on the air, but should we start with
Ryan?
Let's
go ahead and
start
with Ryan.
Okay, so Bob is back. That is good news.
Okay,
so Ryan,
go ahead and start with Ryan.
Once again, 7 questions. If you don't know the answer, say pass. Your 60 seconds begins right now. What school won the Big Ten regular season baseball title?
Ohio State.
Twins pitcher Irvin Santana threw a two-hitter last night against Baltimore. In what year did Santana pitch for the Colonels? 2002, 2004, 2007?
2004.
How many players did Iowa State have on Athlon's first team All-Big 12 list?
4.
What current NBA coach replaced Todd Licklider at Butler in 2007?
Brad Stevens.
Which NHL franchise plays its games inside Bridgestone Arena?
Pass.
How many times has Iowa baseball team had the Big Ten Player of the Year?
1.
What fast food restaurant was Indy 500 pole sitter Scott Dixon robbed at over the weekend?
Steak and Shake.
So we got one.
I thought he had 2.
He got Brad Stevens.
He got Brad Stevens.
I think he got 1.
Okay, well, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt just because he threw Steak and Shake in there, even though that's not the correct answer. I'm a David Letterman fan. Okay, Bob, we've got you back with us. 7 questions in 60 seconds. When you're ready, I'll ask the first question. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, it was reported by ESPN's Darren Rovell that Nike signed this NFL wide receiver to the richest shoe contract in NFL history today. Oh, we lost Bob. Okay. Well.
So that stops us for just a second, and we'll see if we can get Bob back on the air. Bob dropped off a couple of times.
3 strikes, you're out.
Well, Ryan, it may come to that, and I'm starting to think that I'm on my 3rd strike here in the building. We've got Bob with us. We'll move on from question number 1. Okay, Bob, we'll restart your timer here. The Nashville Predators will play the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL, currently tied at 3 games apiece. Name the teams that are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Very good. Who led the way for the Cleveland Cavaliers last night by scoring 42 points against the Celtics?
Irving.
Very good. How many Iowa State Cyclones were featured on the 4 preseason All-Big 12 Athlon football teams? Total?
4.
The Remington Trophy is given annually to the nation's best center within a range of 5. How many players were on this year's watch list?
7.
Which Cleveland Cavalier claimed today that LeBron James was sick during the Game 3 loss? Kyle Korver, Richard Jefferson, or Darren Williams?
Kyle Korver.
Which NFL franchise is Colin Kaepernick reportedly visiting today?
Tampa.
Close, but 2 will get it done. So, sorry, Ryan. Bob only had 2 strikes, and he choked up and came through in the pinch.
All
Thank
right.
you for playing. Bob, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. And Kyle is going to get you those Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets. Enjoy your party at the park with the Colonels, who are home tomorrow night for the 4th and final game of their homestand with the Clinton Lumber Kings. That game's set to get underway at 6:35. Lumber Kings have taken the last 2 games in the series, including today, 3-2 during a Z102.9 noon game. Odell Beckham Jr., signed the deal with Nike, making it the richest shoe deal in the history of the NFL. There are 11 Iowa State football players on Athlon's preseason All-Big 12 football teams. Oh, Alex, what were you doing with this one? The Remington Trophy watch list. Within a range of five, how many players were on the watch list? 63 players on the watch. One trophy, and you've got to watch 63 guys for it. Okay.
Don't worry, it goes to 80 in the spring, so, or in the fall. Yeah, so
they bump it up again. Richard Jefferson was the Cleveland Cavalier that said LeBron James, when he only scored 11 points the other night, he was sick. And Colin Kaepernick, pretty well documented, reportedly visiting the Seattle Seahawks. They're in need of a backup quarterback. And Pete Carroll perhaps looking in the direction of Colin Kaepernick.
Well, the Nebraska Cornhuskers were the team that won the Big 12 regular season baseball title. They're playing in Bloomington right now. Irvin Santana was in Cedar Rapids in 2002. Iowa State had two first-team All-Big 12 selections on the Athlon Sports first-team list. Brad Stevens, he got. Which NHL franchise plays inside Bridgestone Arena? That would be the Nashville Predators. How many times has Iowa baseball had the Big Ten Player of the Year? They've had it twice. And Taco Bell was the fast food restaurant that Indy 500 pole sitter Scott Dixon was robbed at gunpoint at over the weekend.
Steak and Shake was an inspired choice because the Bobby Rahal does run the Letterman Racing Team Steak and Shake car. And I do miss the fact that Dave would often reference and they would get free shakes when Bobby won, I believe, was usually the caveat.
And it's interesting that he guessed Steak and Shake because we talked about it with Scott Unash, who is our resident Indianapolis expert. He has a lot of stories about going to that Taco Bell. There's also a Steak and Shake in Indianapolis where I have a few stories.
Is it the downtown one?
Yes, the one right in the middle of downtown.
On the corner?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been there
right
a couple times.
Right over by the Embassy Suites?
I've been there a couple times.
Okay, so you have a couple of... You know where I'm talking about, at least.
I do. I don't necessarily know. I've got interesting stories, but I've at least eaten there. And no, I did not take home a sack. It's 6:47, and are we on time here? Do we need to take a break? What's going on here?
We're on time, but we can take a break, whatever you'd like to do.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and finish up strong, give you an idea of what, if anything, we'll be talking about tomorrow on the program for a Thursday edition. You're listening to KGYM on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM.
It's time for some Straight Talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant! So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
Final 10 minutes of the program tonight, 6:50, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM, and a poll question available for you today on our website, kgymradio.com. Do you like the NFL's rule changes, including the fact that they're now going to allow players to celebrate after touchdowns. The No Fun League relaxing its rather draconian punishments for players having fun playing a kid's game. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Give you a quick update as to what's going on at the Big Ten baseball tournament. I know we've got a lot of Hawkeye fans anxiously awaiting their game against the Maryland Terrapins tonight. No idea what time that's going to start just yet, but the Nebraska Cornhuskers and Purdue Boilermakers are playing right now. That's the lead-in game. Also, the half of the bracket that the Hawkeyes are on. Nebraska, the number one seed, currently on top 8-5. They are only in the top of the fifth inning. And the Iowa baseball Twitter account reporting that the start time tonight, they haven't updated the exact start time. They still have it at 7:30. My apologies. So no idea when they will play tonight at Bart Kaufman Field at the University of Indiana, but they'll get that game in. They will face, if they win, the winner of Nebraska-Purdue, and if they lose, they will face the loser. It's a double elimination tournament. As some of the texters pointed out earlier today, Iowa only lost one game last year. It was a sore subject with a lot of people, but it's just the way that the tournament is set up, the bracketing.
In this 4 or 5 seed game, it's huge for both teams because you look at Brian Schaefer and Nick Gallagher at the top of those two rotations, and they have carried such a load for both of their teams throughout the season. We talked about Brian Schaefer as a guy who has the best ERA in the Big Ten. He'll get the start tonight for Maryland. He's been outstanding. Nick Gallagher has been great. But after those two Friday night starters, things go... I'm not going to say that there's a... The pitchers behind them are bad, but there is a big drop-off. So these are two teams that if they want to make a run in this tournament, it would be huge for them to get on the winner's side of the bracket, because if they're having to come back on the loser's side of the bracket in a single elimination situation without their best pitcher, it's going to be very tough.
At Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter, should Colonel Skipper Tommy Watkins get a regular spot on the show Tuesdays with Tommy? Right now, 77% of the voters on Twitter say yes, Tommy should join us on a weekly basis.
Now,
I am more interested in the thoughts of the 23% that say absolutely not, but I don't want to hurt Tommy's feelings.
Now,
any more than I already have.
I want to get as many people to vote on this as possible. Right now, you're at 30 votes, so I shared it on our KGYM radio Twitter
Tommy
account.
Has also retweeted it, as have the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Okay,
so I have
we're,
a feeling
we're doing
I know,
our best.
I have a feeling I know what the results of the particular vote are going to be.
I'm trying to think
next
of...
Next thing you know, he's going to want his jersey on the wall here in the studio.
Well, we do have room.
And I do have... I have a jersey. I couldn't resist several years ago the Twins at the Twins Fest in the Twin Cities.
You have a Tommy Watkins jersey?
I do. In 2013, he joined the Twins at the end of the season as an extra coach. And the Twins every year, most teams do this, they have a yard sale, garage sale, whatever you want to call it. And they had a bunch of game-used jerseys. You ain't getting Joe Mauer at the garage sale, I'll put it that way. But I'm sorting through the rack, and I came across a number 67 Watkins jersey, and I bought it, and it's signed, and it's just sitting in my closet because there's no place to... I'm not putting that on my wall. Are you kidding me? I think it would cost more to frame than I paid for it. Maybe the jersey makes its way here to the KGYM studios. Maybe.
We could have hung it next to the Brad Thompson jersey.
Which, by the way, is on the wall.
It's at Coach's
at
Corner.
At Coach's Corner, where we will be on Friday for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in. We'll be there from 4 until 7. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock and runs for 4 hours. It's $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. We'll talk a little baseball with Jack Dom.
2746 says, yes, have T-Dog on. Has anybody ever called him T-Dog, and is that acceptable? I'm not going to do it.
Well, I know they call him the mayor of Fort Myers. because that's where Tommy's from, and he played a little minor league baseball there in the Twins organization. Tommy probably would answer to just about anything if it meant getting him on a regular radio appearance. It's something that he's wanted now for the last 5 years, and I've been very reluctant to give in. But look, this is a democracy, at least until I'm told otherwise.
So let me get this straight. If after 24 hours, the results say, yes, we should have him on, it's final. We're having him on every Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, we will talk. We'll talk results tomorrow. And I have a feeling I already know how this is going to turn out. I don't have an idea about how the Purdue-Nebraska game is going to turn out, but maybe a slight feeling. Time now for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. They are playing baseball in Bloomington, Indiana. Game 3 of 4 at the Big Ten Baseball Tournament today. Right now, number one seed Nebraska up 2 runs on Purdue. 8-6 in the bottom of the 5th inning. The Hawkeyes will take on Maryland in the 4-5 game to follow. Iowa faces a very stiff test in reigning Big Ten Pitcher of the Week, Brian Schaefer. The right-hander sporting the 9th lowest ERA in the nation at 1.67. He's got 98 strikeouts. That's second best in the Big Ten. He's holding opponents to a 2.06 average. Iowa did not face Maryland at all during the regular season. The schedule for this year's Gavitt tip-off games has been released by the Big Ten and Big East conferences. Iowa sitting this one out after drawing games against Marquette and Seton Hall the past 2 years. The Cedar Rapids Colonels fell to the Clinton Lumber Kings 3-2 at Veterans Memorial Stadium earlier today. Manager Tommy Watkins ejected in the first inning of that contest. Clinton scored the eventual game-winning run on what appeared to be a ground ball double play in the 9th inning. Same two teams finish up their 4-game series tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And coming up on the program tomorrow, we've got Woodja.
Greg Wyshynski.
And Greg Wyshynski of YahooSports.com getting us ready for a little NHL talk. KGYM Radio, another day in the books. Join us tomorrow. You've been listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play at TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables you rent by the hour. But you got to be 21 to get in because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advice.